now rockin' with the Beast Gang.
Welcome back to the Beast Gang video game podcast, where we will discuss what we've been playing and news. Matt, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Ghost Recon Fallen Ghost. James and I actually beat it the other day. I found that the enemies get smarter as the game goes on, but if I was to play this over continuously and consistently, I would have found it as a short download. James and I, we've been playing it maybe once every 2 weeks, and we'll play it for 1, maybe 2 hours at most.
So it's like maybe an 8-hour DLC or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it's not long, but it's a DLC. It's not like a full-blown sequel. So, I mean, it was worth it for the time that we played. I'm pretty sure if we played more of the side missions, that probably a little bit longer, not by much, but it was definitely worth the play.
You're right, Matt, because that's one thing we didn't do compared to the main campaign. The main campaign, we played, like,
everything.
We did the side missions, we did virtually everything, and that took forever to beat.
It did.
But I agree with you, Fallen Ghost, we went directly through the story, and we just took one day, like a Saturday, early Saturday, we probably could have finished it probably midday Saturday.
Easily.
But, I mean, that doesn't take anything from it, because it's still fun. Like, we enjoyed ourselves way more entertaining than Narco Road. Barry?
Yeah. So I've been playing Titanfall 2 because they came out with some new maps. So that was right around Labor Day that those maps came out. Sounds right.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so I maxed out a Legion and also maxed out Tone.
And the Tone was my main Titan in attrition. Shit, damn.
Yeah, so I maxed out the Tone and also on the Steam front, I've been playing Sonic Mania, which is built from the ground up remake of Sonic. Technically, Sonic 1 and Sonic 3 kind of mashed together. And it has different mechanics, but it is still just running, jumping.
Still platformer.
Yeah, there's boss battles. There is also the Sonic 2 bonus stages where you're just kind of in that globe setting. I really hate those things. I always prefer the Sonic 1 bonus levels. Those have always been good. I've also been playing another game, which is a pinball game for VR, which is Zacharia Pinball. It's okay. The oddest thing that I've been playing is Project M Daydream. I did not know what this was when it was on Steam, but it was $5 and I was intrigued. And what I got is a VR girlfriend simulator. Silence.
What?
This is a VR game.
What kind of game are you playing?
This is the deep dark hole of VR that I don't want to get into. I mean, there's VR games and then there's the other VR porn, basically. And this straddles that line of,
oh shit,
somebody might be jerking off to this.
Ew.
Wow.
She tells you not to go into her bedroom. This is all VR. So it is like kind of weird.
And then you go in anyway?
No, it's weird and freaky. So what happens, she makes you lunch, so you have to sit down, and she tells you stories about how she likes to travel, and you go into this scenario where you are skydiving. There's another scenario where you're on the beach, and she's in the bikini. This is terrible. Why am I playing this? Just thought to myself, I think I've gone too far with this VR stuff. And I...
Oh shit.
So it is only like maybe 10 minutes at the most. She goes into her room to change her clothes and she comes out in this dress and you sit down on the couch and she sits down and then she comes close to your face and then the game ends.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You crest off to the dark web of VR and shit. Oh, man.
Yeah. And it is crazy. What intrigued me about this was that I was looking for new VR stuff. The game was $5. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go ahead and buy this at $5. If not, I'll just return it on Steam. Yeah. So that's what I've been playing.
I'm playing Narco Road right now. And the only reason why I'm playing that is because I paid for it. And I'm going to get my money's worth. It's not bad, but it's not good. It's nowhere near Fallen Ghost. It's nowhere near the main campaign for Ghost Recon. I play it because I like the game. I like Ghost Recon, period. The whole game, I like it. I can't wait to Ghost War, the next DLC, comes out because that's PvP. So it's multiplayer. It kind of reminds me of Rainbow Six, but just an open world. The beta is opening up next week, September 21st. You have different classes, different this, different that, create your own, and you could go from there, get your weapons. Basically the same as the campaign, but you're just playing against other people, and you can revive your teammates as well. I'm a fan of Rainbow Six. I still play Rainbow Six. I play Rainbow Six multiplayer. I haven't really played Terrorist Hunt that much. I play Terrorist Hunt when I just want to work on something and try to get better at doing something. It's like practice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Ghost Recon, Ghost War. I've also been playing NBA 2K17. I'm just trying to hurry up and get through the season so I could just be ready for NBA 2K18, even though I believe it's already out. I never finished the season for NBA 2K17, so I'm trying to hurry up right now. I think I'm closer to All-Star break, so a little bit more than halfway through the season, which is a bitch because they make you play the whole season. I thought there was a way that you could like shorten the season. I'd rather have done that than play through the whole season. That shit gets tiring after a while. I feel like I'm actually playing a damn NBA season myself and shit. I've been playing Titanfall on and off. I haven't played it recently. Not because I'm tired of it. I've just been playing other things. That's it.
So, James.
Yes.
I was looking at your Steam account.
Yep.
Looks like you played Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
You have broken and down.
I did not play it. See, remember I told you that I was working on a project?
You could not give up. You could not give it up, could you?
No, I did give it up. So what I was doing...
You're lying to yourself.
I watched this guy's video called It's 85 Videos. And he does like these skits in GTA. And I was trying to figure out how the hell he did this shit. There's a director mode in GTA. So that's what I've been working on. Remember I told you I got something I want to show you? So I was fucking around and trying to do like a trailer for like a action movie and shit.
James, you know you're playing GTA. Don't lie.
No, I'm really not. I'm not playing
that. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes,
I am not playing that shit.
Yes, you are. You are lying.
So I've been working on that, trying to get that situated. It's harder than what I thought. I thought it would be a little bit easier. You got to set everything up right. Set up the shot. I mean, it's really like director mode, but it's cool though. So that's the only reason why I even reinstalled it for that. And I'm also looking forward. There is a game coming out. I already mentioned NBA 2K18.
Well, Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite comes out the 19th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. And I do know if I get that shit, you will probably destroy me because I'm not that good at Marvel vs. Capcom games. But yeah, that's basically it.
Matt, do you still play your NES Classic?
I never had it.
But you bought one.
I pulled out my regular Nintendo.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because they're making the SNES one.
Comes out September 29th.
How many units they're making? And
They always do that. They always manufacture a shortage to last through Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? I never understood why they do shit like that. But I did hear about that, though.
Build up hype. I'm going to see if I can order it on Amazon.
Some of that hype is already should be expected, though.
Yeah, but they know they're going to sell out, but they are just manufacturing interest because the people know that they can't get it. They're going to pay as much as they can to get one. And then Nintendo's going to make more, and they're going to look stupid because they paid $300 for SNES Classic. Destiny comes out October 24th.
Yeah, we got a minute for that. I'm looking forward to that as well.
And that's the PC version. The console version is already out.
Yeah, as long as there's no more bullet sponge characters, I'm good.
I still think it's the same thing. And what did you guys think of the beta? Because I think you might have played it more than I did. I think I just played it once.
No, I just played it once. I think after I downloaded it and played it with you guys, the next day I had to work late, and then the next day it was gone. So I liked it. It seems very Halo-esque. They are still Bullet Sponge-y, but not as much as it was before. I think that the first one was a little bit harsher, because this one, at least with a headshot, you could take him out. You know what I'm saying? Compared to the other one, it's like you can hit him in the head and just like, all right, I'm still kicking. They'll drop faster, but not as fast as they should. But I will be picking it up pre-ordered, which I probably shouldn't have done because I did the same thing with fucking Mass Effect, which I still regret to this day. But this one I think will be okay. It's high replay value compared to Mass Effect, which I couldn't get through the first play run through. So
probably want to see how different it is to Warframe, because that is in that same space.
Right. That is true.
At least on the PC, and Warframe is free.
Exactly. That's the Beezy Gang Video Game Podcast. We're a twice a month podcast. See you later this month.